It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
Welcome back in as the conversation continues here on WGNS AM-FM, and we roll along to talk about things going on at the Rutherford County Food Bank. Lori Glaze is our guest in studio. Lori, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
I see you're all decked out in your Christmas attire.
I am. It's official. December 1st. I can start wearing it.
It is here. This is a time of the year where I would assume that you see a great outpouring from the community, don't you?
We do. And people, the generosity from folks is outpouring. You seem to think it's the holidays, oh, I can give extra, everybody's needing things, and you tend to give at this time of the year, and we've seen a great outpouring already, just from the months of November on into this starting of December.
You know, I have we get to the privilege of covering the high school games here on the radio, and I hear at several of the different places mention of so-and-so, this school won the student council canned food drive and this, that, and the other, and that seems to be a growing thing, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that would have been Siegel High School. Mm-hmm. They brought in about 30,000 cans, not technically items, but about 6,000 items and about $6,000 in monetary donations.
Wow.
And we kind of equate three or four cans per dollar. And we kind of urge them to make the donations, monetary donations, because food items are great right now, come February, March, it might slow down, and mm-hmm. we might have to actually purchase some food. So we accept anything. We appreciate anything. I do know part at Siegel, the JROTC program, I got to give a little shout out to them. They brought in 2,400 cans. I think it was incentive to pie me or something like that. So luckily they don't get to, but
that's awesome.
It was neat to see that much. Blackman brought in a little over 16,000 cans. Part of that was $4,000 in donations. We've had donations from Blackman Middle, Middle Tennessee Christian, Oakland Middle School. I got to give a shout out to the kids, because at least they're understanding that they need to help out in their community and give back. So
sure.
It's really cool. And then the city schools are also, a lot of their basketball games, they're having the donations sitting right there as you come in. You can drop off a can or two, or box of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Now tell me about your clientele. Where you hear Rutherford County Food Bank, and obviously you can assume, but I mean, who can actually receive benefits from the food bank, I guess, is a better way to ask that.
Anybody in the Murfreesboro area, Eagleville, anybody. Smyrna and Laverne have their own. So outside that, really anybody within the city limits and county, they have to come in, prove their bills, prove everybody a social security number for everybody that's living in the household, really show a need that they have. And we'll try to give them a good 4 days worth of food. Again, it's an emergency shelter, emergency food bank, but we'll certainly try to give them some staples. And that's why when we are looking for items, a lot of the things that we look for are like the peanut butters, the canned meats, but we can also take some meats like turkeys, frozen turkeys. We do have a large freezer that, in fact, if somebody wants to, do a turkey drive or a ham drive,
oh, yeah,
we'll be able to kind of take care of those needs. And while everybody, peanut butter's a staple, sure, it would be nice to have a good old ham for Christmas.
Sure. Well, peanut butter can go a long way, too, if you've got hungry kids.
It can. I was going to say, kids love it. You can make sandwiches. You can put it on crackers. You can do a lot of different things with it. Again, we're looking for any kind of different staples.
When you go to the grocery store and you put this can and that can in your basket, if you just take that little front part right there, if you don't have kids that you're hauling around, and throw a few extras right there and know that you're going to give that to the Rutherford County Food Bank, if everyone would do that, you would have plenty of food for everyone.
We would have plenty. And a lot of stores right now, especially, they're having sales all the time. Mm-hmm. Buy one, get one free. Well, you may not even want to, maybe you're just wanting to try something new. And you're thinking, one can I might be able to do with. Do I really want to? Well, maybe not. Okay, we'll put that one aside. Put it in a bag. Start kind of just accumulating a little bit every time you go to the grocery store, pick up an extra can. Within a dollar, if you think about it, it's not that much of an investment. Mm. But to somebody who does not have the food, it's a great substance.
So I would assume that, let's take all of these canned food drives that you've had here lately, you use that first, and then the monetary donations, that helps you in the months when things are a little slimmer.
A little lean. Or if, let's say we have, maybe we have a need to purchase some protein, mm-hmm. Because we try to do a balanced meal with some protein, with some vegetables, with some starches. We do try to make sure it's a balanced meal. We may be low on something, so we'll have to order that. And that gives us the chance to say, okay, well, instead of lessening somebody's food products, okay, well, we know we're going to need this much extra meats or, some tuna or something like that. Well, we can go ahead and purchase that. Mm-hmm. And again, it ebbs and flows, you
sure.
know, at certain times of the years, everybody's very generous. And while we appreciate that, we have to put some money aside. So for one of those lean times. And again, we run into lean times about March, April. We have a huge food drive in May with the postal drive, and I was here earlier in the spring, and then kind of dies down during the summertime, and those are when the kids are home, so we need to make sure that we have plenty of food for that opportunity as well.
Lori Glaze is with us to talk about the Rutherford County Food Bank and the many great things going on there, and really to say thanks to the community for all of their help here in 2011. Lori, I would think you mentioned proteins and starches, and you know, I don't do the shopping at my house, nor do I do the cooking. So you can tell my ignorance here with this comment. I wouldn't have thought about that. When I think of canned foods, I think of the vegetables. But you have to really, you know, look at the proteins. And you're talking about tunas and the canned chicken and things
right.
of that nature.
Right. You have to – we want to be able to – give them a protein, which again that can be the peanut butter, but we'd like to be able to have, you know, you can make a casserole out of let's say tuna, and you have some macaroni and cheese dinner. Okay, you put that together and make a nice casserole. Throw a can of peas with that. You have a substantial meal.
Mm-hmm.
So it is thinking. It's not just the canned vegetables. It's not just even the soups. You know, there's a lot of hearty soups out there that will be very substantial for the wintertime, especially.
Starches, I guess that macaroni is a big one.
Yeah, we're talking the box, you know. We talk about canned food drive, but it's yeah. really not cans all the time. It's items more so. We look at items. So you might go to Kroger's and look at the macaroni and cheese, and you can get, for 50 cents a box or something like that. Why not, you know, a tuna helper? Get a tuna helper, and you got a can of tuna, you got a meal. So it's not always just cans, but, we're looking at, you know, crackers, ramen noodles, those kind of things can help. Sustain somebody.
The word non-perishable is kind of key here.
That's more what we're looking for,
yeah.
is non-perishables. While we do have some capacity to take some more frozen meats and fresher meats, really looking for non-perishables.
I would. You just don't have as much. It would take a lot of refrigeration and freezer space to be able to handle as much of that as you have the non-perishables, if you will.
Right. We're very limited in space at the food bank. Luckily, Americold gives us some space to store our food, and they're great about that. But again, we are very limited on space, so we have to make the most of our space.
Yeah. Lori Glaze is joining us here from the Rutherford County Food Bank. And, kind of the conversation here has made me think along the lines of, people do get-togethers and fundraisers. You do things at church. And how great would it be if also you said, well, bring a canned food item with you, or bring two or three canned food items with you. And, you know, by the time you do all of that and work it into something fun, it would go a long way to help.
Right. A lot of people have, you know, family over. Family is no longer just mom, dad, sisters, cousins.
Yeah.
We all have extended family. So how great would it be if, hey, you come over to watch the Super Bowl? Why not bring a can of chili? You know, something like that. Make it a fun thing. Make it even a competition at work. I know Kroger at Old Fort gave us like over 2,900 cans. The realtors recently have had a big boost of food for the food drive. So, you know, look for something fun to do. You know, why not do a competition among teams if you work in a larger company or just even small companies? Challenge your folks. Hey, you know, we always like to adopt people at this time of year. Why not adopt the food mm-hmm. bank? And you can give in-kind gifts. You can give immemorial gifts as well. So we have those options too.
This is something, though, that you could do even outside of the holidays. You know, like a community service project in May, you know,
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly. It's kind of, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, have a heart, you know. Give some food to help somebody else's heart be healthy, something like that. You could do so many different things, you know, Easter time, Easter egg hunt, but, you know, more like find the cans or something like that, or a ham drive, you know, at that point, something like that. So this could be really a year-long effort. It comes naturally this time of year.
Sure.
You know, you want to share, but again, hunger doesn't just pick this time of year.
When is the time that you find the most need at the Rutherford County Food Bank in terms of when donations are a little lower and money is lower?
I'm going to say probably this in the summertime mm-hmm. is probably our most, because of the fact that a lot of the kids that go to school and get free or reduced lunches do not have that option. They're home. They don't have, you know, they need breakfast, lunch, dinner, and there may just not be enough for them. So that's the time that probably we are less, we're a little bit lower.
Well, and you add to the fact that people are on vacation, you know, they're out and about and doing all things in this. It's one that I think it just kind of leaves our mind. We've got so many other things on our mind at that point and want to get yeah. away and et cetera, et cetera. And that's when donations are actually a bit lower too.
Right, right, exactly. We're not thinking, you know, you think in the wintertime, oh goodness, you know, soup would be good on a cold winter night. But you're thinking summertime, okay, you're out, you're running around, you know, how many times do we grab things quickly at yeah. McDonald's or something like that? Well, how cool would it be just to be able to grab something off the shelf?
Sure.
That would be an awesome thing.
Lori, it's been a pleasure having you here today. Anything else that you want to talk to us about Rutherford County Food Bank?
No, I just want to thank the community. We appreciate your support. And anytime that you see an option for donating food, collecting money for the Rutherford County Food Bank is greatly appreciated. And it's just a pleasure being on the board there to help them out.
Awesome. Well, Lori, thanks for coming in, and we appreciate your hard work and efforts there with the Rutherford County Food Bank.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Lori Glaze joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. We'll be right back.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.